Și bună băiți amigi doși, ne-i dovei omei nu, să-i călăchei nu de soi roță fău. Și bună băiți amigi doși, ne-i dovei omei nu, iroțuri, iroțuri, porțuri.
Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 155 for June 11th, 2012. Wow, time certainly goes by fast, doesn't it? It's my pleasure to welcome some new listeners. I know that quite a few of you who were at the West Hampton Synagogue this past Shabbos attended my lecture and presentation on the great Yossele Rosenblatt. And I am sure that some of you are new listeners, so welcome. And I hope that you enjoy the program. And of course, if you have any comments or requests, you can always reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. By the way, Netanel Herzig was just terrific. And the choir, the outstanding choir that accompanies him, it's such a pleasure to see the two of the way they meld together and work together. I would only wish that every shul would have a fine cantor such as Netanel and a fine choir. It certainly would change the whole feeling and the whole perception of davening. Rabbi Druckman gave a wonderful talk on Shabbos. And on Sunday morning I gave another little talk, a Jewish comedy presentation that I've been doing for about 35 years or so. In any event, I have the following interview before we get started on the music. I'm very pleased to have with me Cantor Joel Kaplan, the chazan at Beth Shalom in Lawrence, New York, and we're going to be discussing a wonderful concert that's coming up just in a day or so, Tuesday evening. Shalom, how are you, Joel?
We're great. Thank you so much for having me on, Charlie.
Okay, it's my pleasure. So tell us about this wonderful concert.
Well, this is the 10th annual concert in memory of Chazan Moshe Ehrlich. And it's this Tuesday, June 12th, starting at 7:45 p.m. at the shul at Beth Shalom, which is on the corner of Washington Avenue and Broadway in Lawrence. It's right off the block from Central Avenue, right down Rockaway Turnpike. A lot of people know by now how to get here, and we have a fabulous lineup, if I could use that term, because it's baseball season.
Of course.
Again, it's Chazan Yitzhak Meir Helfgott, who is the chief Chazan in Park East Synagogue, and this year we have with us Chazan Natanel Herzig, the Chazan in the Hampton Synagogue, and myself, and the Jesse Aronson Beth Shalom Choir, conducted by Eric Freeman, and the greatest accompanist in the world, Chazan Daniel Gildar.
Wonderful.
And a special guest star also, which will have a surprise in the middle of the concert.
Well, I've been to almost every one of your concerts, and each one is just so wonderful, and there's no reason to think that this won't be as wonderful or even more so than the past. Tickets are available.
Tickets are available, but as you know, Charlie, and I'm looking forward to seeing you Tuesday, is that they're either sellouts or near sellouts, and we encourage everyone to call the shul first thing tomorrow at 516-569-3600.
You want to repeat that?
Then? Sure. 516-569-3600. We have a website, www.bethshalomlawrence.org. And you can click on Cantorial Concert, but I think we're not going to be able to send you the tickets, but we'll have them for you at the door. And again, it's 516-569-3600. And I must say that there's a tremendous collation afterwards with the best that Lawrence can offer in terms of dessert reception, and get to mingle with the artists. And that's sponsored as the primary. The performances are also sponsored primarily by Linda and Ben Brofman, who I think you know Ben.
Sure.
In memory of his parents, Solomon and Rose Brofman, and Dr. Sherry and Joel Wiener, in memory of her father, Coleman Stoyer. So we're thankful to them, and also to all the other sponsors. And Alan Bankold is our concert chair, and Bernard Fuchs and Les Deheno are the co-chairman. And I have to thank somebody very special who you know that I do every year, because Rabbi Kenneth Hain.
Oh, of course. Of course.
He is someone who's so supportive of what we do, and I'm so fortunate to be associated with him and the shul. And again, 516-569-3600 is the number to call tomorrow and Tuesday. And we look forward to a really fantastic concert again.
Sure. And Joel, it's also in memory of your past cantor?
Yes. So my predecessor, Chazan Ehrlich, who was in the shul for 49 years. And all I ask as a bracha from anyone is that I should be able to at least match that longevity.
Well, I have to tell you, your shul, you together with your rabbi, owe a great debt that you do this every year. You are successful with it. You're bringing chazanas, wonderful chazanas, to all of us, and you lead the way. I've always hoped that the others would follow suit, but it does take a dedicated rabbi, a dedicated chazan, and a dedicated membership to pull this off. And,
exactly.
And I think they are around. They just have to be nudged a little. But so for those of you who are listening, if you really want to see what is possible, this is certainly possible.
Yeah. It's a beautiful evening every which way, you know.
Yes.
And we're so happy to host it and to benefit from it.
Well, I look forward to seeing you at another success, and thank you. Just keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thank you for everything, Charlie. Thank you for all that you do. Without you, well, no one would hear about anything, and
well,
no one would be able to enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, shalom.
Okay, bye-bye.
Shalom. Okay, so as you heard, it's still not too late. There's just a few tickets left, and I look forward to seeing you there. It's really one of the best concerts around. There's a couple others here and there, but it doesn't get any better than the Beth Shalom annual concert. As I said, it's rare that you have a rabbi, a cantor, and the entire congregation working together for this type of an event, and would that it only would be replicated throughout the country, throughout the world. Okay, this evening is going to be some classics, some old classics. So we're going to start with Gershon Sirota, and he'll be chanting Shomer Vatismach Tzion. You know that. Those of you who've listened over the years, you know that Gershon Sirota is one of my favorites. Oh, Gershon Sirota, and as you've heard me, I think I mention it every time I play him, but whenever I hear his voice, and I think of how he and his entire family were slaughtered in the Warsaw Ghetto in 1943, and you know, he had come to the United States and could have stayed here, but he chose to go back. Oh well. Gershon Sirota. Moshe Kuzovitsky, you know, he was also involved in the Holocaust. He was in a death camp and miraculously was able to escape and go to Russia, where he spent the remaining part of the war. And then, you know, the rest was history, coming to the States and so forth. In any event, let's hear the great Moshe Kuzovitsky with Eilu Dvorim.
Eilu Dvorim Shein Elohem Shiyur Apeyo Yabiku piani curri e vi vorrai noi nello sassoli e vi saremmo vore tovo il ruovo e lo devorem scio lo mecher per un sei hembo e lo mate di acheren caiemmes caiemmes mi acheren caiemmes caiemmes loi mi acheren caiemmes loi
Oh,
Moshe Kusevitsky, that was Elu Devorim, and that was Elu Devorim, and we're next going to hear, I'm just getting myself squared away here, we're next going to hear his brother, David, the great David Kusevitsky, with V'chol HaChaim, David Kusevitsky.
V'chol, v'chol, v'chol ha'chayim, v'chol, v'chol ha'chayim, v'chol, v'chol ha'chayim, yaduchu, yaduchu,
yeah!
great David Kusevitsky. I know that I called it the West Hampton Synagogue. Of course, it's the Hampton Synagogue in West Hampton. And as I mentioned this past Motzei Shabbos, well, actually it was after Shalosh Shudas, I gave a lecture on Yosel Rosenblatt. What I presented was a timeline. You know, I collect all Victrolas. That was my first craziness, my first collection, my first passion. And I brought an old 1898 Columbia phonograph, graphophone, and with a two-minute cylinder record to show what was going on in the late 1900s, late 1800s to the early 1900s. And of course, I brought my old RCA Victor with a big wooden horn, and I wasn't able to play it until after Shabbos. But I did show the development of sound, which took place as Yesler was maturing. He was born in 1882. They claim that his first record was recording was with for the Edison company in 1905. But we're not sure about that. But in 1907, we know he recorded quite a few recordings in 1907. And of course, tracking the development of the phonograph up until 1925, when it went electric, and all the problems in recording prior to that period, where they stood in front of a horn and sang into the horn, and it went down to a stylus, which went on to a mold and so forth, a wax mold. In any event, then I tracked Rosenblatt's life. It came to America in 1912 in Harlem, shul there, and his successes and his failures. Of course, the classic thing was when he turned down $1,000 a night to sing in the opera. He was offered that by Campanini, Chicago Opera manager, and it wowed the world, non-Jewish as well as Jewish, and it really made him a person who was seen with such great respect that. His religious principles wouldn't allow him to sing in the opera. Of course, sadly, he went bankrupt in 1925. 1922, he went partners with some unscrupulous gentleman who took his money, put him into bankruptcy, and he never quite recovered from that. He died pretty much penniless. He 1933, he went to 1931. Let's see, he was 51 years old. 1933, he went to Palestine to shoot a film, and he died in Jerusalem at the age of 51. In any event, those of you who might want to have a lecture at your shul, I'm available, and I bring along the old Victrola to hear the original recordings, and in the future I'll have videos of his film that was filmed in Palestine, and also a film of him singing along with other cantors. Well, enough of that. Afhu Hoya Miskaven. This is the great Yesler Rosenblatt.
Oh, yeah.
Shmuel Malofsky accompanying the cantor, and it was recorded somewhere around 1916, 1917 by Columbia. There was a period when Rosenblatt recorded for Odeon, then Columbia, and then Victor, and which Victor eventually became RCA Victor. As I had mentioned in the talk, when I interviewed the Malofsky children in 1992, they had mentioned how they had vacationed at the Yesula's summer home in Long Branch for many years. That was in the 20s. Very interesting. They were very, very close. Malofsky and Rosenblatt, extremely, extremely close. Berlach Hagi is next with Birkas Kohanim, Berlach Hagi. Oh, With Birchas Kohanim. Except for the Koussevitzky recordings, all the recordings that I'm playing from the early Golden Age period were somewhere between 3 minutes up to 4.5 minutes, because that was the length of the recordings. The most they could record was 5 minutes, but that came even a little later. So you'll find a lot of 3, 3.5 minute, 4 minute recordings. Not like today, where some on the CD recording can go for how many minutes? 8 or 10, even 11 or 12 minutes. It's rather unique, to say the least. Okay, Joseph Schlisky coming up next, and this is Av HaRachamim, Schlisky.
I'm gonna go to the
That was Joseph Schlisky. Israel Shore is coming up next with Hate. Israel Shore.
Feeling, I think you say, you know, when I can't feel,
That was Israel Shore with Hatei. Hatei Elohai Oznecha. We'll next hear, well, we haven't really heard that much from Zaval Kvartin. Yeah, I confess I don't play enough of Kvartin. He was so terrific. Volia Day.
Hey, oh!
Terrific, huh? V'al yedei avodecha. Morin divishmaya is coming up now with Shmuel Vigota. Morin divishmaya.
Mayu no misanenom no misanenom
Oh,
Shmuel Vigoda with Morin Divishmaya. Okay, one more. Yeah, we'll get this one. And this is David Reutman with Mizmor LeDavid.
Neshomo, neshomo, shenusa tobi, yeta yoiru, yeta yoiru, neshomo, 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 nato.
David Reutemann with Le David Mizmor. And this is Charlie Burnout, hoping that you enjoyed this 1 hour of the classics. These were from the golden age, if you will, the golden age of Kazanis. And I welcome new listeners who may be tuned in for the first time. Some of you picked up the flyer that I gave you out at the Hampton Synagogue, and welcome to the show. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Again, if you have any comments or requests, it's cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Che